set to welcome in our Denver 7 insider, Troy Rank. He is presented, as always, by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. And, Troy, one of the things I love about you is you can take something that's kind of complex and sort of lay it all out in terms we can understand. So can you do that with what's going on right now with the latest with Von Miller's legal affairs?
Yeah, it's an unusual case. You know, when Parker police on January 15th made public that Von was under investigation without revealing the nature of that, that's odd. And then yesterday they made it public that they have turned their findings over to the DA's office. And by doing so, obviously they believe there's a case there, that there's some criminality. And it then leaves it up to the DA to decide whether to file charges on Vaughn. But Parker police are not describing the nature of the potential crime, and leaving everything now up to the DA. And it's just, I don't know that in 30 years of covering professional sports, I've ever covered a case where it was announced that someone was under investigation without charges filed, or that it was made public that they had turned it over to the DA's office without, the charges being filed subsequently, like then, you know, almost simultaneously. But where it stands now with Vaughn is it's up to the DA's office to decide whether to file charges. You don't have to in these cases. It happens all the time where a case can be turned over and then charges are not filed. In Vaughn's case, it just complicates his situation that was already clouded with uncertainty. You know, he's coming off a season where he didn't play. He's going to be 32 in March. And the previous season, he had 8 sacks, his lowest total since 2013. So, you know, it's hard to see him coming back to the Broncos at $18 million. Would they then ask him for a pay cut? There has not been that talk yet. But if they do, they have to be prepared for Vaughn to say no. And then he could become a free agent. He could, you know, say, hey, just go ahead and cut me. I'd rather, you know, test it in free agency. But everything about this case has been unusual in regards to the way it has played out publicly. And the reason it's been in the news, whereas cases like this would not be, is because these things are done behind closed doors. It's not made public. And once it was made public, it becomes a news story because it's out there that, you know, one of the biggest stars in franchise history is under investigation and now has a case waiting on the intake box for the DA's office. But again, it's important to state here, no charges have been filed. In my reporting with Denver 7, we've determined that the woman who's the target of the investigation, or the subject, excuse me, of the investigation, is this former fiance. She stated on January 15th there was no violence in her relationship with Vaughn and that they were moving forward beyond the social media stuff. So that's where it stands now. No charges have been filed, and it's sitting there on the DA's desk, if you will, waiting to see if charges will be filed.
Based on your reporting and based on the cases you've covered in the past, odds that the DA pursues this, do you have any gut feeling or gut reaction?
You know, what makes this different is this is a brand new DA who was elected, I believe, on January, you know, took office on the 1st of January or thereabouts. So it's hard to predict. This is a new person in that role. And the more difficult thing, Mark, is we don't really know the full nature of the allegations toward Vaughn. And is it domestic abuse, which is what we were told there was some form of that on January 15th. But what? Is it verbal? Is it physical? Is it what? We don't know that. And so in absence of that, it's hard to predict. We do know that Vaughn has a strong attorney in Harvey Steinberg and that he has not said anything. And the Parker police have been the ones that have, you know, made this a public issue. So it's just difficult to say at this point, not knowing the specificity or nature of the allegations that they're looking into regarding a potential crime. It is really hard to predict. But again, the important thing is to state here, no charges have been filed against Vaughn, and that's why it's unusual. Usually in these cases, you don't hear about any of this until charges are filed. And this is playing out publicly without charges being filed, which is, again, not something I've covered in covering illegal issues with professional sports.
Busy with Troy Rank, our Denver 7 insider. Where would you place the odds that the Broncos and George Payton work out a long-term deal with Justin Simmons?
I think it's better than 50-50. I don't know how much better, but, you know, in the case of Simmons, having a new GM helps him. You know, I think if John Elway stayed, I think that would have helped Von Miller, given their relationship and just kind of inherent knowledge of one, institutional knowledge of one another. In the case of Simmons, he fits what George Payton is doing. You know, he wants to do draft and develop second contract guys and, you know, everything right about the organization, homegrown. That's Simmons. You know, is he worth number one safety money? That's been the rub. John Elway was not going to set a record with Simmons last year and, you know, get him more money than Eddie Jackson. But free agency is all about timing. Whether I consider, if anyone considers Justin the number one safety, he has the right to ask it because he's entering the market after a Pro Bowl berth and an All-Pro honor. So I just think it makes sense for both sides to get a deal done, because to franchise tag him a second time at $13.7 million, there's no elasticity to that number. That is the number against the cap. If you get a long-term deal done, like in Bowles' case, Bowles is going to count $5 million toward the cap this coming season. You could do the same thing with Simmons because you spread the signing bonus out and the guarantee over, you know, 4 or 5 years. I just think it this feels different than it did a year ago. That it feels like it went out. Whether they could get it done before March 9th, I don't know that. There hasn't been any like real movement in that regard yet. But you can tag him and then get a deal done before July 15th, and it just feels different than it did a year ago.
Yeah, it certainly does. Hey, Troy, man, you're the best. We really appreciate you, buddy.
You got it. Take care.
Troy Rank, our Denver 7 insider. He's presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.